how you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. Good morning.
Good morning.
Gary, can you talk about just the challenge that faces your guys and your staff after such a disappointing loss on Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, that makes it tough, you know, when you go out and play pretty darn well and you don't finish the product at the end of the day. I mean, it's tough to swallow, but that is part of this league. I mean, a lot of good teams in this league and a lot of close football games, and you know, you gotta be able to get over the ones that you win and move on to the next week. And when things don't go as well, you gotta be tough enough to move on and get ready to play the next week. So, you know, facing you guys, I mean, obviously a great football team, so better refocus real fast, you know, to get ready to play.
How has Matt Schaub been in the aftermath of that game and everything? It seems like all the negativity that...
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's tough. I mean, you know, that's part of, that's what we do for a living. And if you play that position, you know, it goes with the highs and lows of what you do during your career. So, I mean, he's okay. We're back at it here today and spent a lot of time with him Monday and Tuesday and just refocusing on the next game and trying to eliminate some mistakes and keep your chin up and keep battling. You know, it's part of this league.
Gary, given some of the, I guess, the reports and everything, it would seem like you guys are in worse shape than 2-2. But I guess just some of all this stem from, obviously, there are just high expectations, attached to your team, and people are just expecting a lot.
Yeah, I mean, that goes with success. I mean, it goes with the territory. And, you know, I think in this league every year, you know, people start with opinions on teams and what you think you can expect. But one thing for sure, you find out each and every year in the National Football League, it gets down to how you play. And, you know, I mean, we've found a way to really win two miracle-type football games with great character. We gave one up the other day. And, you know, that just reminds you just how difficult this league is. And regardless of where you started or how you ended last year, it doesn't do anything for you. I mean, it's all going to be about how you play this year, how you handle situations, how you handle injuries. And, you know, we're going through a tough stretch right now. We've got to regroup, keep battling. There's a long, long way to go.
Gary, what strikes you about the 49ers defense when watching them on tape and how they compensated without Alden Smith and Patrick Willis last week?
Well, they're very physical. I mean, I think their scheme is tremendous. I think Vic does a wonderful job and always has, you know, just scheme-wise and protecting the edges, keeping everything inside and keeping things in front of them. I think they play extremely hard and you know, just very impressed with their physical nature of play. I mean, their whole team's built that way. And, you know, when you line up against them, I mean, you're in for a very physical contest and what's going on. So we understand that. We know how gifted and talented they are and how well they're coached.
When you guys saw that you're going to be playing the NFC West this year with Russell Wilson and Colin Kaepernick, was that a signal to you to start to prepare for the read option? And did you do more of that this offseason like every team?
We did it. Yeah, I don't know about that. If we did it like everybody else, what we tried to do was, you know, we try to install things for training camp. I mean, there's obviously we're not a read option football team, but it was part of our installation offensively so that we could help our defense prepare for the season and work on it throughout the course of camp. You know, I mean, you can study it all you want, but I think you got to go on the field and really work on it. And that's what we tried to do, you know, as a football team. So, you know, it is a little bit different. We are catching, you know, two of those schemes kind of back to back, so to speak, with quarterbacks that, you know, run a lot and do those type of things. So, you know, it's a big challenge. You know, Colin's a hell of a player and got a huge arm. I'm capable of making big plays down the field on you.
I was going to ask you that. Does playing the Seahawks right before the 49ers help you prepare for, you know, that type of offense?
Yeah, I think there are some differences, though, in how they go about doing it, you know. So, obviously, there's some schemes, some zone read schemes and stuff that are similar in what you're trying to get done and prepare for. But I think, you know, you guys do it in a lot of, you know, interesting ways with personnels of two tights and three tights and, you know, and the way you'll go about doing it, so I think it's a new challenge, a totally new challenge.
Kaepernick hasn't had many design runs. I mean, do you just have to prepare, though, that, you know, that could be an element that they bring out this week?
Yeah, I mean, it's always got to be part of your preparation, because obviously there were, you know, a bunch of them last year. But, you know, he's throwing the ball well. I mean, what opening day would he throw for 400 yards or something like that? So, I mean, and, you know, we faced it last week, you know, drop back and you're doing a good job in coverage, and guy runs all over the place and makes plays on you. So we saw firsthand what that could do to you last week, especially in the second half. And it's, you know, it will be much the same challenge this week.
What is the key when that happens, when Russell Wilson starts to break down, starts to scramble, or Colin Kaepernick starts to scramble? I mean, can you tell your defense to do something, or is it just instincts at that point?
Well, I mean, you have to stay disciplined in coverage. You know, as long as the guy's behind the line of scrimmage, you got to be careful in breaking your discipline in your coverage. And you got to have rules that you follow when a guy starts to move. So those things you work on all the time, not just, you know, this week. So, but the best thing that can happen is our guys up front staying disciplined in their pass rush lanes, and, you know, not losing in their lanes, and keeping them somewhat tied up in the pocket as best you can.
You guys,
Gary, we talked earlier about
read option stuff from Jake Locker or from Blaine Gabbert in Jacksonville.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that. You asked me something about Locker or Gabbert. I heard a couple of voices.
In preparing for the season, do you expect to see that from your fellow AFC?
I don't know. You know, we haven't. We crossed paths with Tennessee in week. We just knew we were going to see it throughout the course of the season. Obviously, you know, with some of the guys that are running more around the league, it's becoming, you know, somewhat prevalent. And I understand there's some teams putting, you know, receiver-type guys back there. I think Jacksonville has done it. But I just think it's part of what's going on right now, and it's something you got to work on. And like I said, what we try to do is install it. You know, I've got a couple of young quarterbacks here that run around quite a bit, so we were able to work on it in training camp, give our defense a look, and then, you know, hopefully prepare them well this week with those guys running the scout team.
Gary, how are offenses playing J.J. Watt? Are they doing anything differently? Is there anything they can do other than double or triple team the guy?
I think we saw some different stuff in week one when Antonio was out, when we lost him to a suspension. Since Antonio's come back, I mean, we're pretty balanced in what we're doing, and we do play J.J. a little bit everywhere. I mean, he's very smart in our scheme, and Wade has started to bounce him around in a lot of places, whether it's base, nickel, you know, those type of things. So, you know, the longer those two work together, I think you'll see him in more spots. But he's played extremely well for us. I mean, he's an effort player, and he's playing extremely well.
Are there similarities between him and Justin Smith?
Yeah, I think effort, you know, that's, you know, I watch Justin. I've always been, you know, admired his effort and how hard he plays the game and how physical he plays the game. And, you know, there's just some of those guys that, I mean, everything looks the same every play, and Justin's one of those guys. And I think J.J. is, you know, has been one of those guys his short time in this league. And, you know, there's no substitute. They're both talented, but there's no substitute for your fire to play the game and the way you go about, you know, your effort each and every down.
J.J. was obviously a first-round pick, you know, a great college player, but could you have expected or did you anticipate, you know, him performing at this type of a level?
I mean, I don't know if right coming out, we thought, you know, that it would happen that fast, that quick. But what we did believe is we thought we were getting a playmaker from the get-go. When you went back and studied him in college, it just seemed like, you know, every time there was a big play needed, this guy was making it. And, I mean, blocking kicks, knocking down balls. I mean, he just has a knack for always making big plays. And I think he's just only getting better athletically. You know, I mean, he was a tight end. You know, y'all know the story back, you know, so he moves to defense, and I just think it's the uphill climb is just amazing of what's been going on. And then you add his passion to play football and to be successful, and, you know, that's the one thing you're always trying to measure during the draft and when players come out. And one thing about this kid, I mean, he's as driven as anybody I've ever been around.
Gary, speed, I'm sure he wasn't.
Having a veteran like Andre Johnson, how has his game evolved? Has he, you know, like a savvy pitcher? Has he come up with different pitches
he's amazing. I've been fortunate to be around some good ones. Of course, I was there with Jerry, you know, for a short period of time, and had Rod Smith in Denver. Thought was a great player. Andre's in year 11, if I'm right. Either 10 or 11. But, you know, I just think he continues to improve. And there's a couple things I think have happened. I think he really, really takes care of himself. I think we've got a program here where, you know, we try to basically, he's a two-day-a-week practice guy. We got a regiment to keep him fresh. You know, us getting our young guy in the draft has helped us balance the field a little bit where, you know, Andre's just not getting, you know, the double attention on a consistent basis. He's obviously still getting it quite a bit. But, you know, I just think it's a credit to him. I mean, and he's very smart. I'm able to play him in a lot of places, and week in and week out, he doesn't panic. He can handle a lot of football.
Gary, you brought up your time in San Francisco. This is the last year of Candlestick. Can you go back to that 94 season or any other, like, special memories of Candlestick that you have?
Yeah, that was it's amazing in your life. You know, I've been coaching a long time. I really, my bulk of my career has been in Denver and Houston, really. It's about the only places I've been. And, you know, I get one stop in San Francisco, and we won a championship. So that was a lot of fun. But the thing I do remember, it wasn't easy. I remember our start and how difficult it was and you know, how we got rolling and overcame it and just played extremely well. A lot of great players, a lot of great people. George is wonderful to work for. Mr. DeBartolo is wonderful, wonderful man to get to know, and great to my family. And, you know, that crowd in San Francisco is just tremendous. I mean, I just couldn't ask for more. It was a one-year stop for me, but, boy, it was an enjoyable one, I could tell you that. Hello? Hello?
I think that's it.
Yep. Okay, guys, you have a good day.
Okay. Have a good one, Gary.
Okay, guys.